Shalom and welcome to Sem Torah for Parshat Noach. There is a somewhat famous comedy routine by the comedian Bill Cosby, believe it or not, that discusses, believe it or not, this week's Parsha. It's somewhat funny how Noach interacts with God and doesn't understand the job that he is told to do. But in one part of this famous routine, when Noach is told by God to build this huge ark at great physical expense, Noach himself is reluctant and he says, "Why do I have to do all this?" And God says, "I'll give you a hint. How long can you tread water?" Okay, that's wherever you come from, that may or may not be funny to you. But anyway, the question really is a good one. Why did Noach indeed have to go through all the trouble to build the Teva? He spent 120 years to build this massive survival boat, at least a 1.5 football fields long and almost 5 stories high. Surely Hashem could have saved Noach and his family and animals, etc., without having him go through all that trouble. And many Mefarshim discuss it. I would recommend looking at the Ramban, who talks about God's perspective, so to speak, on Nisim in the world. But Rashi, on Breishit Perek Vav Pasuk Yudalad, and it's based on the Tanchuma Perek Hey, tells us that Noach was told to go through all this trouble in order to give the people of his generation the opportunity to do tshuva. They would see this huge structure, they would see him building, they would see him working, and it would engage them in conversation, and would ask Noach, "Noach, what are you doing?" And he would say, "Well, there's a flood coming, and you have to do tshuva," and the plan was that they would take this message and do tshuva. In other words, according to Rashi, based in the Tanhuma, building the Teva, completely, so to speak, an unnecessary task in its own right, was intended to teach others, to think about others, to focus on others. And as we'll see, it wasn't only for other people to see, but it also was intended to teach Noach himself about the value of caring for others. This idea is repeated over and over in Parshat Noach. So, and we will see also that Noach himself was conflicted. In other words, in some ways he excelled in this midah, and in other ways he did not. So, for example, when we say that he was told for 120 years to engage the people of his generation in conversation, we don't indeed see any conversation happen, and we don't see any tshuva happen, and we do see the mabul occur. So unfortunately, this plan was not successful, either because of the generation's lack of ability to see Hashem and to see Emet. Also, it's possible that Noach himself was unable to convince the generation. But there are other examples. So for example, Rav Chaim of Valazhin, Rav Yitzchak Valazhin, says that the reason why Noach was picked to be the one to save a part of the generation was because he was not merely a tzaddik with Hashem. The Torah does say, "Et ha'elokim hitalech Noach," sure. But he was also excelled in Beiranam Lachaveiro, "Ish tzaddik tamim haya bedorotav." In other words, according to Reb Chaim, bedorotav means among his generation. He wasn't just a tzaddik in the corner somewhere, you know, doing all the mitzvot Beiranam Lamakom perfectly, but he was bedorotav. He was in the generation. He was involved in the generation. Another example of this theme created and repeated throughout the Parsha is the following. Reb Shlomo Kluger says, based on the Pasuk in Perek Vav, Pasuk Tet Zayin, the Torah tells us, "Tzohar ta'aseh le'teva," that Noach was commanded to build a tzohar in the teva. And look at Rashi on that Pasuk there. There's two explanations as to what tzohar might mean. One is a beautiful diamond, a beautiful jewel, a beautiful stone to give light, or it was a window. Tzohar could be a window. Now, according to the Shita, who says it was a regular window, why do you need a window? Why tell me that you need a window? There was no steering wheel in the Teva. There was no rudder in the Teva. Noach wasn't going anywhere. His job was to go in the Teva and live, survive. Why do you need a window? And Rav Shlomo Kluger tells us that Noach had to be taught a lesson of empathy. You are sitting in the Teva and all is fine with you. Everything is fine with you. But you must build a window and look out and remember that not all is well. Look at other people's suffering as well. Make sure that you don't just sit in your little dalet amot of the teva and say, I'm fine. The opposite. You have that window, says Rabbi Shlomo Kluger, and look out that window and see what's going on in the world and understand. And that also, by the way, and you see in Rashi and the Psukim also, that when Noach was in the teva, he and his wife and his sons and his daughters-in-law had to be separated. They weren't allowed to be together. How could you be together when the world is falling apart? Yes, afterwards, when it came time to leave the Teva, we see that they were able to be together again. Sure, it's time to rebuild the world. But in the Teva, you must recognize and appreciate other people's suffering. One more example, a beautiful example from the Kutzker Rebbe. The Pasuk tells us in Perek Zayin, Pasuk Zayin, that finally it was time, after so many years and so many warnings, it was time to go into the Teva. And the Torah tells us, Vayavo Noach uvanav v'ishto unshevanav ito ela teva. I'm sorry, unshevanav ito ela teva mipnei mehamabul. He went into the Teva because of the waters of the Mabul. And Rashi tells us, Af Noach miktanei manaya, ma'amin ve'inu ma'amin. He went back and forth on this. Sheyavo ha'mabul. He wasn't sure. He didn't believe, really. Ve'lo nichnas la'teva ad shedechakuhu ha'mayim. Now, the Pasha Pshat is as I just read it, and it's certainly something that we need to understand and explain. Why would Noach have a hard time after building the Teva for so many years? Somewhere deep down, he still had a problem, and he still didn't believe, so to speak, that the Teva, that the Mabul would actually happen. But the Kutzker Rebbe has something so beautiful, and with this we'll conclude. If you take a look at that Rashi and change the punctuation a little bit, you'll see that perhaps Noach did have a connection with the people. He learned this lesson that it was important to see other people's sufferings. Look at the Rashi, and it might help if you see it inside to appreciate the beauty of the Kutzker Rebbe's pshat. He says as follows. Again, I read it as follows. Af Noach miktanei amana haya. Noach was of little faith, so to speak. Ma'amin ve'enu ma'amin sheyavo amabul. But the Kutzker Rebbe looks at it like this. Af Noach miktanei amana haya ma'amin. Noach believed in the people that had little faith. Again, Af Noach miktanei amana haya. He believed in those people with little faith. And therefore, eino ma'amin sheyavo ha'mabul. Since he believed that every single person, even people who didn't necessarily believe in God, he believed in them. And so the Mabul's not going to happen because I believe in the last second everyone's going to do tshuva. Even that person over there and that person over there, we're all going to do tshuva. And unfortunately, he was wrong, and he had to be pushed into the Teva, so to speak, by the waters of the Mabul. But he was ma'amin miktanei amana. He believed in the little people. He believed in the people that didn't have faith. May we all be zoche to appreciate the tragedy of the Mabul, but also to appreciate the lessons of the Mabul, and to appreciate that the main reason of the Mabul came from Gezel, not from Avodah Zarah, not from Beinam L'Makom, but Beinam L'Chaveiro. Ki Shchit Kol Basar, everything fell apart when there was a Beinam L'Chaveiro problem. To appreciate that the Mabul happened and the Teva was built and the experience in the Teva was fully to teach Noach and to teach all of us that in order to create the world and to keep the world afloat, so to speak, to keep the world going, we must look at each other, care about each other, look into the heart of the other person, see what they need, see the kind word that they need, see the helping hand that they need. And if every one of us pitches in together, chalila v'chas, these kind of things will not happen, and we'll be able to rebuild the Beit HaMikdash together. B'mehera v'yameinu.